It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Bradley Cooper made his Billboard chart debut thanks to the duet Shallow with his A Star Is Born co-star Lady Gaga. The song debuts at number 14 on the all-genre digital song sales chart and number 4 on the pop digital song sales survey, with 12,000 downloads already sold in the tracking week of September 27th. The soundtrack features 4 other Gaga and Cooper duets, along with 5 solo Cooper cuts and 8 songs by just Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga fans have been sharing fake reviews, apparently, about this movie Venom that's coming out this Friday to help out the singer's upcoming movie A Star Is Born, which also comes out this Friday. Both movies come out this Friday, and Gaga fans admitted that they have been spreading negative reviews about Venom. One Twitter user wrote, "They both are getting released on the same day, so we want more audience for A Star Is Born." Marvel fans have responded by spreading fake news about or reviews about A Star Is Born. Lady Gaga was on Ellen and answered some burning questions about herself, including her first kiss, sleeping naked, and her first celebrity crush.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Adrian Brody.
What do you sleep in at night?
Nothing.
Yeah!
What's the sexiest food?
Pasta.
Who'd you share your first kiss with?
I think his name was Austin. I was at camp.
How old were you?
14.
Get it, Austin.
Yeah, Austin. Nicki Minaj is gearing up to release her Queen documentary, and in the latest clip, she reveals she was in an abusive relationship. In the 2-part teaser, Nicki cried as she recalled her dad's violent behavior toward her mom and how that affected her. She said, "I remember when my mom would let my father be violent with her. Maybe some people would describe me as abrasive or bitchy or whatever, because I vowed from that age no man would ever abuse me or treat me like that." The second clip details her own abusive relationship, where she says she was so low she didn't even remember who she was. Though she was scared to go into the studio due to low self-esteem, she started finding her pace again when she moved to Miami. She doesn't clarify who the abusive partner was. Lil Wayne explained to Jimmy Fallon last night how he comes up with lyrics for his songs.
I just go in there, what I was feeling that day is how it goes. There's always a different trigger, meaning sometimes it might be somebody else's song. It may be a feature. They already have this song. They already have this subject. So I just stick to the subject. If it's mine, if the music is what it is, I go off the music. If not, if I had a subject already on my mind, something that was bothering me, or some words that have been rhyming too long and I didn't see a mic yet, there it is.